Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
It seems like there's a lot going on all around us. We're right in the middle of harvest on the farm, corn and soybeans, a little more than half done. And I'll be on the combine next week, weather permitting. Recently, I had the pleasure of joining three other former secretaries of agriculture at the University of Nebraska for a lively discussion to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Act. Now, the Morrill Act created the land-grant college system back in 1862. It was a great evening as Dan Glickman, Clayton Yeider, Mike Johans, and I took questions from an audience of 1,500. And did we have any absolute answers on ag issues? Well, we certainly questioned whether the lame duck Congress would be able to write a new farm bill after the election. Senator Johans seemed the most confident. I said there was a better chance of passing a six-month or one-year extension of the current bill. All of us supported energy security, including ethanol. The week before going to Nebraska, I was in Illinois, where I spoke to the DuPage County Farm Bureau. They had a big crowd celebrating their 100-year anniversary. It was old home week for me. Farm Bureau is where I first started debating ag policy. Speaking of debates, let's turn the page to the presidential election. Not much time left. Mitt Romney surged into contention with an outstanding performance in his first debate with Obama. They still have two more debates left. Rural and farm voters are not going to make their choice on where the candidates stand on the farm bill. There doesn't seem to be much difference between the candidates. Both candidates support a safety net. Both support renewable fuels. Farm voters are looking at bigger issues, such as regulation, trade, the national debt, property rights, national security. There was a time when the farm program was first and foremost. Not anymore. Polls show that Romney has a 14-point lead in the rural areas of swing states. Of course, Obama leads in the cities. Election day will be here before you know it. There is much at stake. Don't be sitting on the sidelines. Next week, I'll be on the farm. Rick Frank will fill in for me. And he has a very important issue to put on the table. Until next week, John Block from Washington.
In the rain.